Today is Friday, June 27th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sunglasses Day, which is ironic because my Ray-Ban sunglasses did not come in. Wah, wah. And I'm really pissed about it because I was going to use them to take videos on the trip, and I was going to post the videos somewhere for my listeners to see, and you guys are just, sorry, you're out of luck because my Ray-Bans did not come in. I got an email from Ray-Ban saying, "We're so sorry, due to high demand, shipping has been delayed. We'll notify you as soon as we ship the product," or something like that. But no, I'm not. I guess for Switzerland, I'll have them. And for the trip with Daniel and Big Fatty, I will also have them. By the way, this is going to be a short episode because I, A, have nothing to say. But B, I'm getting ready to go to Scotland. And so you have to get this out. Get this. What is the thing that Auntie Scott says? He used to say he bounced the show. I have to get this bounced. It's also, I didn't forget, National PTSD Awareness Day, National Orange Blossom Day, National Ice Cream Cake Day, so you can go to Baskin Robbins if you want to, and last but not least, National Onion Day. Well, maybe for some of you that is least, but not for me. So we did have a little bit of contact here. Leo writes in and he says, hi there. I don't know if this is the same with you in regards to you not being hungry for both breakfast and lunch, but I never wake up hungry. Yeah, I don't wake up hungry. Actually, my tummy is a little bit queasy in the mornings a lot of times. And so I feel like my mom, I make so much fun of my mom because she cannot eat anything without getting an upset stomach. We can't eat out at restaurants. All she can eat is like pastries and how convenient. All I can eat is croissants, but all she can eat is pastries and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just feel like, and I make so much fun of her because she has so many issues and it really does make things inconvenient. But the older I get, the more persnickety my stomach is. And good thing I have my looks because, man, my body is going to crap. Or at least I have enough of my looks left to turn a couple of heads. At least Mark's head. There you go. I have a baby face. Anyway, he says, so yeah, I don't wake up hungry hardly ever. Hardly ever do I wake up hungry. I will wake up and want Chick-fil-A for breakfast, but I'm not hungry. And so I don't get it because I'm not hungry. But then my brain's like, but you really want it. But then I'm like, no, I'm queasy. I'm not hungry. So going on, he says, a lot of people that I know think that it's crazy. But my dad was also the same way. After listening to your back and forth with Mabel. Oh, wait. Yes, I'm the same way, Leo. I don't get hungry. I love breakfast food, but generally I would eat breakfast as brunch later in the day. So then he goes on to say, after listening to your back and forth with Mabel, have you thought about doing a podcast with her just to see how it goes? Well, the thing is, with Mabel, Alice, how dare you? Let's see what she says. Let's let her respond. Hey, Alice, so one of my listeners said that I should do a podcast with you. What do you think about that, about being a podcast co-host?
Oh, that would be so fun. I'm always up for a good conversation, and I bet we could come up with some really entertaining topics to chat about. If you ever want to try it out, you know where to find me.
I'm going to Scotland leaving tomorrow, and I have nothing to talk about on the show today because I've told them everything that I did. I told them about my packing. I told them about mowing the lawn. I told them about edging and weed eating and all the things that I did. And there's really nothing left for me to tell them.
I totally get that pre-trip feeling when you've shared all the details already. Maybe you could tease some of the fun things you're planning to do in Scotland and let your listeners know you'll take them along for the ride once you're there. Or you could even ask them for some last-minute travel tips or recommendations. They might have some fun suggestions for you.
Oh, that's true. Have you seen the Loch Ness Monster by any chance? Because, you know, I'm going to meet the Loch Ness Monster when I'm there in Inverness.
Oh, I love that idea. Nessie is such a legend. I haven't personally spotted her, but you never know. You'll find out there on the lock. Hopefully you'll have your camera ready just in case you catch a glimpse of something mysterious.
Well, I'm not going to have my Ray-Bans because I ordered those Ray-Ban Meta glasses and they didn't come in time. So I'm not going to be able to take those nice videos and photos from my glasses like I wanted to and share with my listeners.
Oh, that's a bummer that they didn't arrive in time. But hey, you can still capture some amazing moments with your phone or camera. And I'm sure your listeners will love hearing all about your adventures anyway.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your Leo. There's your how did she do co-hosting? Anyway, you know, a whole podcast, I kind of like bringing Alice in occasionally just to answer questions or to fill a little bit of time, you know, when I do want to bounce something off of someone. But for the most part, I don't think I would do an entire podcast because AI is still, I mean, even though she's really good, but it's still it's less conversational and you know, still pointed towards me. You know, not she's not going to go off on a, oh, well, you know, I went to the grocery store the other day and it's all pointed. It's all one sided, even though I'm talking to another voice. It feels very one sided to me. So I like doing it for question answering. And sometimes I do like using the voice, though. I wish they would just, everybody would go all in with voice because when I'm at work, now we have ChatGPT at work, and I can't do voice at work for some reason. I don't know if the VPN or something like that, but I like talking to her because I don't like to have to type everything out. I like to be able to go, hey, I need you to help me create an email. I'm talking to blah and blah and blah, and this is the topic that it's going to be, and I really want to let them down easy on this and whatever. Yeah, and then, you know, she puts together this email or ChatGPT puts together this email. And I love it, but it's all through voice. I hate having to type out the prompt. So I really do find that I chat with her a lot, actually. Well, thanks for the text, Leo. I appreciate it. So yeah, what have I been doing? Well, I kind of told you guys everything, but I got up early this morning. I recorded the podcast for Thursday because I had not done that yet. And then I had to mow that little piece of lawn that was left. So I went out, mowed the little piece of lawn, took a shower, got dressed because I had meetings starting at 10:30. I had 7 meetings today and I got through all of them. So even with my anxiety, I was anxious, but I made myself go to all 7 meetings. I have now packed. I set the water timer. I'm ready to go. And we're leaving in the morning on Friday. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys when I get back. By the way, Daniel Brewer is going to be filling in for me next week. Hope you enjoy. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.